Thank you, Chair. I also add warm welcome to the delegation and endorse the opening remarks of our rapporteur. I commend the State Party on the adoption of the Guarantees of Equal Rights and Opportunities for Women and Men Act. It's particularly pertinent to Article 4 of our Convention, as this Act has introduced the concept of temporary special measures, and specifically in relation to gender equality in your Articles 6, 11 and 13. Further, like my colleague, Ms. Teixeira, I acknowledge the establishment of the Women and Gender Equality Committee in the Senate and the amendments that have been made to Labor legislation to improve gender parity. However, the committee would like more information, some clarity around what temporary special measures have actually been implemented under this legislation and the outcome of these temporary special measures. Under Articles 11 and 13 of the Guarantees of Equal Rights and Opportunities for Women and Men Act, ministers are allowed to enact temporary special measures to promote gender equality. So could you please advise the committee of what TSMs have been introduced under these articles? Have any of these temporary special measures, including mandatory quotas, been established under the Act to increase the number of women in leadership positions in the public and private sectors? Particularly as of 2019, 25% of the Senate was female and 23% of representatives in local councils were women. And I do acknowledge, Your Excellency, your comment regarding the 32% figure of representation in the lower chamber or the legislative chamber. And I commend you on this progress. You say in your remarks it's a consequence of adopting a fundamentally new approach and gender equality. It's resulted in an increase, which is positive. But can you outline if there are further temporary special measures to advance women's participation in political and public life, including in decision-making bodies and in peace-building and regional development matters, with particular attention to women with disabilities and rural women? Your Excellency, could you describe specific and time-bound temporary special measures that have been implemented to achieve the substantive equality of women in the fields of employment and in education, including in relation to perhaps targeted recruitment, hiring and promotion, and training or support programs? Again, I acknowledge the introductory remarks about assistance that's provided to women, vulnerable women, women who are younger or poorer, or indeed women with disabilities. But I do ask, and I acknowledge the notebook's existence, but the committee would also appreciate an outline of any temporary special measures that the government has put in place to support rural women, older women, women in detention, and women with disabilities in areas such as education, employment, housing, and of course civic engagement. Your Excellencies, I note that very few women are employed in the security sector, and I ask, do you have any plans to adopt temporary special measures to increase the number of women in that sector, and what other measures might be in place or you're considering to ensure women are supported and protected from discrimination in these particular sectors? There are concerns around the nationality and status of women and children who are refugees arriving from Afghanistan. Of course, you're aware of that. Is the State Party considering any temporary special measures? Is the State Party considering any temporary special measures to increase protections and rights